There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Whatever's on your mind, and we still have more tipping-related stories to get to here. Taryn has his best tipper, the best tip experience he had while working in the service business, and strangest customer. We still have to get to those stories.
Yeah.
I won't forget. But we're also discussing the idea of factory farming with Greg in New York. And, you know, he's brought up a lot of concerns. And, Mark, you are a farmer, and you are somebody who raises pigs. You've had 40 pigs this year or something at
one
point?
We had as many as 50 on the farm at one point, but most of them were babies. So.
And so, you know, you've got your hands full with that. And something you're concerned with is, as many people are, the way animals are treated in these farming operations. Now, Greg, you, were sort of rattling off some of the awful things that have been done. Taryn, you've seen some videos that's made you quit eating meat.
Yep.
And so clearly there's, you know, in the marketplace out there, there's a high demand for these farms that have the open range for the chickens and, you know, they're not caging the animals and where they can't even turn around in the cages. There's a fairly high demand for this. But, Greg, you're still obviously, you know, it's true that some people don't care. Like you do, and so the factory farms are, you know, many of them are still in business, and they're just cranking out the eggs and the meat and whatever.
Well, the factory farms have far more money than the average individual does to be able to lobby the government to get the regulations that they want that are beneficial to them. And this is one of the reasons that I advocate against Greg's philosophy, which is that it tends to be very government-centric, because the government is always going to be used by the people who have the most money to throw
around. Mark, you're jumping to conclusion here. I asked Greg before we went away to the news there for a moment. I did ask him about what he wants basically to happen here. He hasn't really said exactly what his solution is yet, so don't jump to a conclusion. I know we've talked to Greg before, so it's easy to presume you know what he's going to say. Greg, so you know, you've identified a lot of problems with these factory farms. What do you see as the solution?
Right. So, by the way, it's funny, during the break, I don't know if everybody hears the same thing, but it's funny.
You're kind of fading out a little bit. I don't know if it's your phone or what it is. Can you come back on that?
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah, much better.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was saying it's funny. I don't know if everybody hears the same thing during the break, but as part of the news, they brought up factory farming, actually, and they brought up yet another thing, which I forgot to mention, which is antibiotic resistance. So a lot of people, not just animals, are being harmed by so many animals being raised, fed with antibiotics, because now, you know, there's super bacteria because of this. And we're all going to have to pay the price if our antibiotics stop working. So I guess your question was, would I support using guns, as you say? And, you know, for this particular topic, I'm actually not opposed to even going all the way and characterizing this as violence and guns, you know, using the government as violence and guns. Because I think even the most principled deontological libertarian in this case could support the argument that, you know, if we are messing up the planet for our children, for example, if they are a third party that's being harmed by our quote-unquote voluntary agreement with each other, if we are exploiting animals and they're a third party, and the people that will have the super bacteria that they will have to die from a very preventable disease are a third party, and I think to protect a third party, violence is a legitimate way to defend their interests, which I think
I agree completely. And I'm of the opinion that, well, yes, I do believe that, so for instance, GMO foods, and the practice of using fertilizers the way they do. So, what you'll find is farmers going, they get these GMO foods that are pesticide resistant or herbicide resistant, and they'll spray herbicide all over the place. And also their use of fertilizers on the land. This stuff washes down into rivers and streams. Many of the rivers and streams lead out to the Mississippi River, and then the Mississippi River leads out to the Gulf of Mexico. There's this giant area they call the dead zone. it's a pleasant name, where basically all life has been destroyed because of over algae blooms going over and over again. Nothing can live there. So that is aggression. You would agree, Ian, if I lived uphill from you and I poured motor oil in my creek and it went down to your hill, that would be aggression, right?
Sure. I mean, if you've got proof that somebody's poisoning another person or destroying their land,
this
then you've got
practice.
It's a practice
that's put in place by factory farms that own the lobbyists that own the politicians, and the politicians who claim to own you, Greg.
But would you say you could use self-defense against that? I mean,
I don't know how you would.
Yeah, I mean, how do you stop your neighbor from poisoning you?
Right, and especially when you're talking about it's a small amount of each person's doing a small amount. So these are real issues that at this point, neither the state nor anyone else has a good solution to. Now, Greg's simply saying, we'll turn the reins over to this all-powerful organization, the state, and at some point they'll come up with a solution. But
In this case, this particular issue, I'm not saying that. I don't think that the state as an institution has been any more effective at curbing pollution than the private market. I may be wrong about that. I haven't seen the data. But it just seems to me that you're right. In this case, the lobbyist with the most money would still lobby government. Having said that, the EPA right now is coming out with stronger rules. And again, I mean, shouldn't we care about our children, the world they inherit? And aren't their rights supposed to be represented in some fashion, even in an anarcho-capitalist society?
Sure. Do you think that the EPA represented your children's rights well when they dumped a whole bunch of poison into which river was it that connected to the Colorado there?
I have no idea.
I can't remember the name of the river.
Yeah, the yellow
The accident that the mine owner warned them about and said, I don't want to turn over my mine to you because you're going to do this. And they did.
Well, I mean, there was a river that was lit on fire because it was so polluted, and the EPA cleaned that up. I don't know on
right.
that
was
good or bad.
That was the Cuyahoga in Cleveland, and it was lit on fire by large companies that polluted that were following following the laws as they could at the time. And this is the difficulty, right? Like ANWR, the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, was supposed to be this wildlife refuge, and then the government decides, oh, there's oil up there, let's run a big pipeline through it. And this upsets all the environmentalists, because when you turn over environmental protection to the government, you should, like, at this point we know what's going to happen.
Greg, thanks for your call tonight. Okay. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the discussion. Temper is on the line. By the way, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Temper in legal land. You're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of regulations that don't work, I'm calling in specifically about that new law that was supposed to allow you to unlock your cell phones.
A new law that will allow you to unlock your cell phones. Didn't we have people calling over the last few days concerned that the FCC would make it illegal to unlock your cell phone? Now there's a law that allows you to do it?
Yeah, it's called the CTIA. I don't remember the what the acronym means, but it's like consumer something or other. And it was basically signed by Obama. They stalled for as long as they could. And they were supposed to implement it, I believe, in March of this year. And, I've bought two phones now with AT&T branding. And every single time I've tried to unlock the phone, they make it the biggest hassle to unlock your phone.
And by unlock, you mean make it so an AT&T phone could work on another network?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Okay. Now there's some law that requires phone manufacturers to actually include an option that allows this in the phone, but you're saying it's difficult?
No, the law is directed towards the carrier. The manufacturers never wanted to do any of this. This is all the carrier's baby. They want to lock your phone to their network, then you can't.
So you can't take it somewhere else.
Yeah, and it must be some politician somewhere bought a phone off of eBay that was locked up, and they got all frustrated. So they're like, "We need a law."
Yeah, this sounds like a decent one. I mean, sometimes
they probably had a little too much red wine, and they decided, "Yeah, let's fix this."
So, Tipper,
they don't comply. I mean, they pretend they do, but I mean, I just bought a phone. It's a brand new phone. I'm trying to activate it on a Ting, which is a pretty cool carrier, and they support basically AT&T's network or Sprint's network. Huh. Called GSM and CDMA or whatever.
Well, I know there are carriers like, there are companies like Straight Talk that will allow you to import phones from other places, and they've been doing that for a couple of years. So I don't know how new
exactly.
This is, but Tempur, thanks for the call. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. join us toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Darren P. Lubo,
and Mark.
If you care about privacy while you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. Apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now, ProXPN has more servers than ever before, which means greater speed and security for you. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code, which is FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, 50, as in 50% off, which means it can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So go to proxpn.com right now, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. It's proxpn.com, code FTL50. To the phones, to the fun, more tipping stories coming up here in a little bit. We got Matt first, though, listening in Minnesota via TuneIn. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to comment earlier in this, to one of the earlier callers here talking about capitalism and then conflating big corporations colluding with the government and equating that with capitalism. And I don't.
It's pretty common for people to do that.
Yeah, nobody has critical thinking skills anymore. When you have a government that intervenes in the market, you don't have capitalism. Because just as Mark was saying, when the corporations have more money than everybody else, they're going to pay it for lobbyists. Lobbyists pay the politicians. And I'm not giving a politician a vacation in the Bahamas, so he's not going to listen to me.
Well, I mean, to give Greg a little bit of credit, I mean, certainly disagree with his perspective on things of using violence to get his way.
Well, in this case, he was saying that he didn't think the government had the solution.
Yeah, that is true.
But
when I asked him to define capitalism, he did say that, you know, people just having capital and you know, not having limits on it. He didn't say anything about corporations in his definition of capitalism.
And I think this is one of the reasons why one needs to be, like, we can spend our time trying to convince people to save the word capitalism. But I would remind you that capitalism was created
by Karl Marx.
The term capitalism was created by its detractors. So I think that it is fair to use it as a pejorative. I mean, that's what it was created as. It was created as a pejorative. And many people really love this term capitalist, especially people who call themselves anarcho-capitalists. They really want to claim this term for themselves. And, you know, the term is largely used in the negative. I don't see any reason to particularly salvage it. I like the term the free market better than I like the term capitalism.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, I mean, if somebody – I generally ask people to define their terms. I will work with people on their terms as long as we can use the same ones to have a discussion. And Greg, I think, correctly realized that in the case of the environment, that this the government doesn't have any solutions. And – therefore, what we really need, the answer to this is what we really need is we need a better dispute resolution or system or organization than we currently have with the judicial system. The judicial system is only going to work with the laws it has. The laws are going to be written by the lobbyists and through the politicians that they pay off. And that's where this whole thing comes apart. So if there's actual organizations that settle disputes between an injured party and the party that caused them injury, then you will have a real tort, and then how that's enforced would be very interesting to see. But so far, having these this checks and balances thing, it ain't working.
Not working at all. No. Yeah, I agree with you completely there, Mark. And I like to say that I'm an abolitionist rather than use anarcho-capitalism, because instantly they think of, you know, bomb throwers and monopoly guys with bags of money. And to some extent, that's what has been portrayed, you know, throughout the media and throughout the years. But when talking with friends that try to expound on socialism, but then they run a martial arts school, I'm like, you're taking the capital of knowledge that you have earned and you are trading that for money.
Yeah, I got to say that I find it fascinating, the whole idea of small business people, and I believe Greg is one too, small business people that, you know, that are essentially big government socialists. It seems so odd to me that somebody would have the experience of working with the federal government, working with the state governments, working with the local mob, you know, all these organizations, and they function very similarly to mafias, and then being like, these people can solve some problems.
Matt, was that where you were going with that? I feel like Mark jumped to a conclusion there about the karate guy.
No, I think Mark hit it right on. I mean, exactly. Because look at how is Bernie Sanders drawing these crowds? Especially with
being he's genuine. Bernie Sanders is the reason he's drawing crowds, and the reason he should be drawing crowds is because he's consistent. He's a man of integrity and principle. His principles do not agree with ours. However,
but nobody's looking into what he's actually saying. I mean,
I get it. I hear what you're saying, but I'm giving you the answer to your question. The answer to your question is that people appreciate integrity, they appreciate principle, and it's the reason that Ron Paul could draw people. It's the reason that Bernie Sanders could draw people. It's the reason that Ron Paul made his money by donations of $10, $20, $50, and Bernie Sanders is doing the same thing.
I mean, your average voter probably isn't really looking too deeply into these issues, right? They're listening to the promises. And, of course, they should know better. They should know that politicians don't follow through on their promises. But that's what gets people all riled up. You know, Ron Paul, if he could have had his way, would like to promise people freedom. Right? Hey, you'll be free to do with you what you want with your own body. Well, of course, young people like that, right? Well, I can get some alcohol or cigarettes or drugs or whatever. You can do what you want with your own money. Well, business owners like that. I mean, people who doesn't want to do what they want with their own money. And now Bernie is saying, hey, I'll give you free education. I'll give you free health care. Who doesn't want free stuff? I mean, who doesn't want that, right?
Yeah.
So, know, if you just take the surface level promise and that's all that people hear, hey, they see somebody with a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker. Hey, what's that Bernie Sanders all about? Oh, well, he's going to give me free health care and free college. Well, hell yeah. Where do I sign up? Get me a sign for my front yard.
This is the reason that people should vote for me. I'm running as a write-in in all 50 states, and I promise you double what Bernie Sanders is promising you.
Yeah, you're not going to get
it. Bernie Sanders promises you a free college education. I promise you a free doctorate.
Go ahead, Matt.
My principles forbid me from voting, period. So I can't do that, Mark. Sorry.
Well, I got to say that I have yet to hear the principled argument for not voting.
The principled argument for not voting?
Yes, I don't think one exists.
I do not wish to cause violence to my neighbor.
Do you mean your neighbor who's trying to enact violence against me?
That doesn't matter. I'm not going
to. Oh, yeah? You're not going to protect your house if a burglar comes in?
I will protect my house if a burglar
comes in. Ah, so you could vote in self-defense.
Let's talk about it if you want to stick with us,
here
Matt.
Here comes.
Well, let's see if Matt can defend not voting as some sort of principled concept. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Can it be a principled act to not vote? That is my understanding of what our caller, Matt, suggested, and he did do us the favor of hanging on, so we'll bring him back on here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about Bitcoinist.net. It's the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Over at Bitcoinist.net, you'll find a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, also fintech and blockchain tech news. Plus, Bitcoinist has a sophisticated amount of Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. Go to Bitcoinist.net. It's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. And their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. It's Bitcoinist.net. As we go back to Matt in Brainerd, Minnesota, Matt, you said that your principles prevent you from voting. And then when Mark pressed you a little bit, you said that you felt like voting, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you felt that voting was like, you know, using violence against your neighbors.
Correct. Correct.
So my question would be then, and I asked this previously, is if you'll use violence to protect your home, and you said you would, why wouldn't you use, if you're claiming that voting is violence, and I will agree with you that the state is a organization of violence, however, I would say that their suggestion box isn't necessarily. So if you would use violence to protect your house, how come you won't use violence to protect your neighbors by voting?
Okay. Clarify here, and I really admire what the Free State Project is doing, and I totally applaud you guys. And the issue of the president, since we don't actually vote
specifically for the president. You know, we vote for the Electoral College to make their choice. I don't see how that can be in self-defense. On the issue of a local issue with a bond or a school property tax raise, I can see the argument there, but yes.
Okay, so I think that that's usually where I run to. It's my safety zone is when I say that you know, you're talking about voting in a referendum against increased government, and that's where I tend to go. So excellent, you have done the very best you could possibly do in this debate. Now let's get a little further. In the case of say a state rep here in New Hampshire. Oftentimes I'm voting between the lesser of two evils. And frankly, it really is the lesser of two evils. I'm in a district where the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rates reps as constitutional threats. All four of them in my district.
Really?
Constitutional threats. So, and that's the lowest rating they can possibly get.
Even Keene's not that bad.
It's miserable.
Basically means it's communist in disguise.
Yeah, they threw my district away. The Republicans threw my district away. And redistricting a couple of years ago. Nonetheless, so now there are races here in New Hampshire where reps win every single year. There's a race where a rep wins. This might be a bit of an exaggeration, but not much of one, by one vote. So it is worth going to the polls and voting in these because you could win the lottery. It's better than winning the lottery. It's more likely than winning the lottery. So in that case, if I'm voting for with a lesser of two evils, say there's a principal candidate. Say Ian is running. Who may not even Ian might even refuse to serve. So
I don't think I could swear the oath.
Right. So let me ask you that: can you not vote for Ian when Ian says he can't take the oath and will not sit in the office, Mr. Principals?
I would have to say no, I wouldn't. I'd have better times to do better things to do with my time.
Okay, that's not a principle, though.
That's
right?
Not a principle. That is a mathematic
preference.
That's a mathematic preference. Okay, absolutely,
preference.
You would be better off sitting down and playing video games all day in your underwear and drinking tequila out of the bottle than going and voting. I will concur with you that if that's what your version of a good time, then that's what you should do. But because it's unlikely you will be that one deciding vote. But that's not a principled answer.
All right. There you go, Matt.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. And I think you broke him down pretty good there, Mark.
I think you did it gently. I think he had the best position one can have. One can say, well, politicians, they don't do what they say. Nobody can do that position right. And I think that's true. Politics really stinks. But it doesn't change the fact that you will be ruled by politicians in the next term.
Whether you vote or not.
Whether you choose to vote or not.
And not only that, but whether anyone votes or not. There have been votes where 0% have turned out. And
the person running didn't vote for themselves.
What do you know? The government doesn't just close up shop and say, well, guys, we'll call it a day here at 5 o'clock. Nobody showed up. I guess that's it. They don't need us anymore.
No, they don't do that.
They just keep on sending out the tax bills.
The school board is going to be populated by the busybody parents and the teachers and these sorts of people. And when they go, they're going to vote for their increase in the gymnasium or their new pool or whatever it is that they're getting there.
Yeah, you can count on them to show up.
If you don't go and vote, expect to be ruled by your inferiors.
All right, let's go and talk to Aaron. He is on the line via Skype. Hello, Aaron. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark.
Hi, nice to hear from you guys. I was listening the other night after I called in, kind of talking about conspiracy theories, and Mark mentioned that there's been a conspiracy surrounding every murder in the last year.
Well, I would say
certainly the shootings, the public
big,
shootings.
When you say the big news stories, any big news stories has basically got a conspiracy theory that surrounds it.
But it seemed to be all or the other. And I think that probably what's going on more often than not is that the major news outlets are embellishing. They didn't release the entire guy's manifesto. They have the whole thing. They cherry-picked the parts they wanted. They gave you a narrative that maybe doesn't make complete sense because they try and link things together to make it look a certain way. And some people can see that they're not being honest, and then they try and fit the pieces together in the best way they can, and then they just assume that the whole thing is dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, people tend not to have very much trust in the mainstream media, and I understand why they don't have trust in the mainstream media, but I think that, you know,
I don't even trust the mainstream media. I can watch the guy shooting at people on a video.
I understand that. But I've known enough reporters and I've known enough people that you have to have a very deep and thorough distrust of the mainstream media to be like, you know, not one reporter will report on this sort of thing. At some point or another, somebody breaks the line and breaks the story. There is an incentive in journalism to get the story.
Yeah, no, that's true. And the other thing I wanted to mention is Ian also said something about the FCC not going after pirate radio stations.
No, that's not exactly what I was saying.
Well,
the news story that I was reporting is the FCC's chairman, the head of the FCC, has come out with statements that make it sound like pirate radio enforcement is not at the top of the list. He made it sound like there are all these other things that are more important, and sort of had this kind of defeatist sounding statement about how enforcement alone won't be enough to stop pirate radio.
Do you think pirate radio is growing? I mean, is it since
it's hard
you've been
to say.
Here? I mean, I don't even know of a pirate station right now.
I don't think pirate radio is growing in the way that you're accustomed to thinking of it, but rather in like dark mesh networks where people are using these radio broadcasts to communicate in kind of quasi-internet situations. And I think what the government is more interested in is being able to control and monitor any kind of mass dissemination of information. If you want to speak to the masses, you got to go through the gatekeepers.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but I mean, the statements this chairman was making made it sound like pirate radio was not at the forefront of the enforcement provisions. They've even shut down something like a dozen FCC field offices this year. They don't have that many of them left. I think there's only about 10 or something like that.
Did they lose funding or something, or did they just don't
care?
Yeah,
they must have, or they're shoveling the funding somewhere else. For whatever reason, they decided to close a bunch of their monitoring station, or not monitoring station, a bunch of their field offices. They don't even have monitoring
stations.
Sounds
like an opportunity.
Anymore. Yeah. Well, pirate radio or community or free radio or whatever you want to call it has always been a relatively low-risk thing to do. By the way, I'm not including people in New York and Florida where you can actually get arrested for running a pirate radio station, but pretty much everywhere else is fairly low-risk. So I think I linked to that on my show prep last night if you want to check it out. But, yeah, I would say take my word for it. It sounds like pirate radio enforcement is not at the top of the FCC's list at the moment. Thanks, Aaron, for your call
tonight.
They're
not protecting us.
No, I'm glad they're not doing it. We need more freedom to broadcast. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio at 855-453. And we still have to get back to the tipping discussion that we started the show out with tonight. And when we get the chance, we'll do that. But, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind at 855-453. And don't forget, we've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Also on the way, if we get the chance, sex with robots. We can talk about that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Libertarian Banker is on the line, calling from He Won't Say. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, just want to bring up something from a couple days ago. There was a caller that called in and had asked the question, you know, would it be possible for a good man to take control of the money supply and use it for good. And Mark hit the nail right on the head when he said that, power attracts the corrupt and it also corrupts the good. So the answer is no. You can't give the money supply to any one person. The money belongs to the people. And it's not even necessary, to be honest. If you have a finite currency, the value typically will increase, which in my eyes, I don't see why that's a bad thing. The value of an asset has increased. Yeah, it might slow down the velocity of money changing hands, but the increase in value, I think, would more than outweigh that.
Yeah, the velocity of money is the argument against basically a value-backed currency. And you know, that may very well be the case. I don't know the answer. But if you get the government out of currency, then there will probably be new innovations in currency coming on a relatively regular basis. Let's look at Bitcoin and then all its competitors. There must be hundreds of competitors to Bitcoin, these other cryptocurrencies out there. They're all vying for second place in the cryptocurrency.
There are over 500 as of the last time I looked at CoinCap.io.
So,
and not to mention the power of the U.S. government comes from its dollar. And you can see that throughout history when the country has come on and off of the gold standard. And most of the time it's for war. They want to finance wars, so they want to print money. How convenient is it to not have to mine gold to create value, but but rather just click a button on a computer or fire up the printing press.
There's no doubt that the printing press grants the government a lot of power because they are the ones who control the money, and so therefore he who controls the money is, you know, fairly influential. But a lot of their power also comes from the fact that they're willing to wield guns at people and throw them in cages. That's an important factor, too.
Exactly, and that's why competition for currency in bringing the money back to the people in the form of decentralized cryptocurrencies is the answer, in my opinion.
If you guys could make your own cryptocurrency, what would you make?
I am not interested in doing that.
You wouldn't do a fun one?
Like, God, no, there's so many of them. What a waste of time.
It would have to have a silly name, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, you never know when you roll the dice and hit the one people. Who would have ever thought Dogecoin would do as well as it did? I mean,
somebody actually did make an FTL coin, and that existed for some period of time.
Oh, whoopee-doo.
Didn't even know.
Hey, Libertarian Banker, thanks for calling. We appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to John calling from Maine. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Welcome.
I was calling about a show you did a few nights ago on the maniac that shot up the two reporters live on TV.
Yeah.
You had a few callers call in, you know, pro-gun, pro-restriction. And I just wanted to let you know, we just had a shooting locally here in Maine where this drug user broke into this elderly man's house who was wheelchair-bound. He had purchased the firearm on a Monday. This guy came in, I believe it was Monday night or Tuesday night.
12 hours later.
12 hours later, and this is the fifth time he's been robbed.
Yep, he'd been robbed four times previously.
Home invasion style robbery? Like he's there every time he gets robbed?
Came through the window while he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah,
and he had the gun, you know, under his pillow or on his nightstand.
A 7mm Russian-made revolver. Never heard of such
a thing. I've never even heard of that. Yeah, what is that?
It was enough to get the robber in the shoulder, and the robber took off and got nabbed in the woods.
Oh, God, good, you know about it then.
Yeah, I've got it. The guy's name is Harvey Limbo.
Yeah, but they took his gun from him, right?
Yeah, now he's everybody in Rockland or Rockport or whatever it is, Rockland, knows that Harvey A has Percodans or whatever it is in his apartment, and B doesn't have a gun. Thanks.
That's right. And now his tenant management company is demanding that he does not have firearms. They don't allow firearms in any properties that they manage.
So this is
an elderly man, low income, on disability, and they're saying, well, you're poor, you can't afford your own property, you can't protect yourself.
Right, and I think that to some extent this property might be a place where people, you know, that are on some kind of assistance or another tend to be.
Yeah,
is it a government facility?
Well,
or
it's government paid for,
like Section 8 or something.
Something like that. He's some kind of disabled and gets some kind of payoff.
I think that's the point in your life where you just say, "I'm going to break the law and keep a gun anyway."
But the difficulty,
you know, what's going to happen? You lose an apartment or you lose your life.
Well,
you know?
The difficulty is I've got little intruders at my house too. Now I'll grant you that they're raccoons; they're not people. But I've got to look. I've got to pay attention. So I've decided where my fields of fire are and where I can't shoot and where I can because there
you don't
are
have
houses.
A gun, by the way, you're a felon.
I have an air rifle, and that will propel a 50 caliber pellet far enough that it can still be dangerous. And you should always pretend like your bullet's going to go straight. You know, you got to keep in mind that there are other people around.
Right.
This is one of the problems with having a gun in an apartment complex. I lived in an apartment complex where the doors, the front doors, were the same doors that they used on the inside. So these were hollow core doors.
Mm-hmm.
Tunk, tunk, tunk. You know, you could thump it with your hand, and it's like, oh my God, anybody could kick this at any time. They wanted. You can't have a gun there because if you shoot, where's
the bullet going to go? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to make one point.
Yeah, sure. Go right in.
Previously to this, another incident at night, the husband was passed out on the couch. Wife was upstairs. This guy comes into the house, goes upstairs, assaults the wife, takes off. And it's just an example of you never know what could happen. You know, yes, he's an elderly man, but, I mean, if he was married, someone could come in. I mean, there's a million things that could happen. And the fact is, he took action that sent a signal to the population in the area, don't break into people's houses. They may just have a gun. But now the management's coming along and saying, well, no, he doesn't have a gun anymore.
It's completely undone, that action.
Yeah, that's
undone
terrible.
Undone everything. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And then one last thing, you had a caller a few nights ago who called in, said he was a specialist. I don't remember exactly what he said he had done in the past, but he said he is very proficient in firearms. He thinks that those who are proficient should have firearms. Those who aren't shouldn't carry. I'm with the opinion everyone should carry, because if I'm in a crowded theater or if I'm in an apartment complex or whatever, and an active shooter comes in and is just laying out bullets, I would rather be shot by a good guy trying to stop the maniac than be shot by the guy who's in there trying to kill me.
I don't know what the difference would be. I have to disagree with you on that.
No, I think I don't want to be shot. But
yeah, I mean, whether you're shot by the bad guy or a good guy, I don't think is really material to you know, how well you're going to recover from that. But you know, as far as people not knowing what they're doing with a gun, I think that sure, anybody should be able to buy a gun, but the most responsible thing is to learn how to use your gun and go and regularly shoot it. And know what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
You know where the safety is. It's not going to do you any good to pull a gun out if you don't know how to turn the safety off or load it up.
Also, you got to be. I think that to some extent, what you need is this, is a culture where people are. I mean, you know, if police enforcement is somehow privatized or something like that, people would probably take their own safety into their own hands, and they'd probably train their children around firearms in a different way.
Well,
than
Maine is one of those places, and New Hampshire is one of those places. Places in Vermont. I mean, these are three places where there's relative gun freedom. In fact, Maine and Vermont are actually better gun freedom places than New Hampshire. New Hampshire's actually a little behind the ball as far as you know, having constitutional carry is concerned, and that's where anyone who is not a felon can just, you know, carry a gun concealed.
Isn't there something on the law right now that they're trying to push through about constitutional carry?
They're always trying that here in New Hampshire, but
Maine.
Yeah, it's passed in Maine,
but I feel like, yeah, that they were talking about it at the NHLA.
Oh,
dinner.
They're talking about it. They want that to happen because it looks bad that New Hampshire is not does not have constitutional carry. Hey, John, thanks for your call. Appreciate the heads up on that. Actually, Mark, you'd had that story for show prep here tonight.
Sure did. I think it's an interesting point.
It's a shame that guy is not allowed to have a gun in this apartment complex, but again, it is private property, and they can set their own rules if they want to.
It would have been a shame if one of those bullets went awry and hit somebody in there just sleeping in their bed, too.
855 450 free. We've got tipping stories still to come here. What's your best tip story? Free Talk Live.
You searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.